I'm Frances Callier.
And I'm Angela V. Shelton.
And we're Frangela.
You know what you need in your life? The Final Word Podcast.
Yes, you do.
That's right. It is the final word on all things political and pop cultural.
Where we make real news real funny.
Where we inspire you so you can hashtag resist.
Subscribe and get a new episode of the Final Word Podcast each week. It's the news we think you need to hear.
That's right. We think you need to hear it. Okay.
Yeah, it's what we say so.
That's right. And because all we do is give, every Thursday you can listen to our hysterical podcast, Idiot of the Week.
We round up the stupid because you know what? Somebody has to.
Okay. All we do is give.
MSW Media.
Hello and welcome to the Daily Beans for Thursday, June 17th, 2021. Today, President Biden meets with Vladimir Putin in Geneva. Joe Manchin releases a list of voting rights he's okay with. The Education Department extends Title IX protections to transgender students. And Harvey Weinstein will be extradited to California to face sexual assault charges. I'm Allison Gill.
And I'm Dana Goldberg.
All right. It's one of those justice by proxy episodes. It's one we got some good news in here today, Dana.
I know. It is nice. I'm looking forward to reading some of these.
Yeah, it's going to be good. And I'm looking forward to the good news block at the end of the show. And in between the headlines and the good news, I'm going to be talking with the national spokesperson for No Dem Left Behind, 24-year Army veteran, former West Virginia state senator, which is going to become apparent why I wanted to speak with him, particularly about Manchin's bad, dark money habit. His name is Richard Ojeda, and he's awesome. And I can't wait for you to hear this interview. What else is going on? What is it? Is it Wednesday? It's Wednesday, and you're hearing this Thursday, everyone. Yes. Happy Thursday to you. Happy Wednesday to you, Dana.
Thank you. And happy Thursday to everyone. It's my Friday. I mean, it's my Friday, your Thursday, but really our Wednesday. This is why I'm crazy. Do you understand this, people? Yep. This is why I drink.
Yeah, that's exactly. This is why I drink. This is the reason. And everyone agrees with me that it's well-deserved. Tomorrow, we're going to have Amy Carrero. She's going to be joining us for the good news. It's always fun. So if you have a dispute, you need settled in Amy's court. And it can be a dispute with your cat. I have a lot of those.
Sure.
Any dispute you need settled, you can send that in to us. And any corrections, confessions, good news, any bits of stuff you want us to read at the end of the show to lift everyone's spirits, you can do that at dailybeanspod.com and click on contact. We do have a lot of news to get to today. So, and some really good news. I'm so excited for this. Let's hit the hot notes. Hot notes. All right, everybody. Lead story today. As we all know, President Joe Biden's meeting Wednesday with his Russian counterpart is a strong word.
Oh, dear.
Vladimir Putin came after months of diplomatic wrangling over the details, days and days of preparation with reams of research, a little bit different than the former guy, and the elaborate construction of two separate lakeside venues for the leaders to appear afterwards. Very, very elaborate setup, this whole thing. But after the summit concluded, the ornate French-style manor home was locked up and the leaders were jetting in opposite directions home. The state of relations between the U.S. and Russia seemed about the same as before.
Basically.
And this isn't a surprise, least of all for President Biden, according to CNN, who entered the summit with the vague and modest goal of establishing a predictable and rational relationship with Vladimir Putin. Putin's performance afterwards in his solo press conference was certainly predictable. Although not entirely rational, but I guess that makes it predictable.
He's not the most rational. It's hard to call him a leader when you're a dictator. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Ultimately, Biden set expectations so low for this first face-to-face encounter that anything more than someone not showing up it amounted to breaking even. Like a tie is a win. And I think that we were all kind of expecting this. All of my problems that I've had with President Biden's dealings with Putin have already been established, right? He didn't go hard after Magnitsky violations with Navalny. He didn't go, you know, there's so much. I don't know, actually, we don't know how, if we returned cyber warfare stuff against Russia after that whole the shenanigans went down with the SolarWinds hack and then the subsequent hacks of the Colonial Pipeline, et cetera. So, you know, I think he should have sanctioned Nord Stream 2, the pipeline, although that would have upset a lot of our allies. And I think the goal here was for him to really like have a united front with NATO and tell Putin what he thought of his shitty behavior and then leave without upsetting shit too much.
And don't eat anything. Don't have a snack because, you know, it's Putin. So don't touch the food.
No snacks and watch your underwear. You don't want to end up with Novichok panties. Now, Biden's decision to convene Wednesday's summit boiled down to his essential view of foreign affairs. It's about the person. He says, quote, "I know we make foreign policy out to be this great, great skill that's somehow sort of like some secret code. All foreign policy is a logical extension of personal relationships. It's the way human nature functions. Now, judging within those parameters, the summit seems to have met those goals." Quote, "The tone of the entire meeting was good, positive," Biden said, adding, "The bottom line is I told Putin that we need to have some basic rules of the road that we can all abide by. Like, let's not hack each other's shit." Putin gave a somewhat similar description after the thing. He said, "He's a balanced and professional man, and it's clear that he's very experienced. It seems to me we did speak the same language." That's a little kind of a poke.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Still, he offered no signs of altering his shitty behavior that has tested the West's ability and willingness to respond. And he did not alter his rhetoric, decrying Alexei Navalny and denying Russia's roles in cyber attacks. And in Putin's presser afterwards, Putin compared his treatment of Navalny to the FBI and Department of Justice treatment of the insurrectionists. "Aren't you arresting people who have complaints about your government?" Yeah, that's not really what happened. That's typical Russian disinformation and whataboutism. And it echoes a lot of what Fox News is saying. The FBI, Tucker Carlson is now saying the FBI was behind the insurrection. Putin wanted a joint presser afterwards. Biden said, "No way. That's malarkey." Putin also did not get his White House meeting. So I guess we could chalk those up in the wins column for having done the right thing. But I wasn't expecting anything grand to come out of this.
Sure.
But that's what went down today.
Yeah, it's just nice to see someone who, you know, it's funny because I saw the body language of the, you know, the photos and the ones with the former guy, you know, he's sitting crunched over and his tie's dragging on the ground and, you know, Putin sitting there with his chest out. And with the pictures with Biden, Biden's sitting real high in his seat and Putin looks like he's, you know, it's a 4-year-old at a bar mitzvah he doesn't want to be at. I mean, honestly.
Yeah. Well, Putin is extremely short. And Trump made every concession to not appear taller than Putin whenever they met.
Yep.
And that was a thing that happened. And that was a,
so funny.
Like Trump took the lifts out of his shoes.
Oh, my God. The fact that you just said that sentence, Donald Trump took the lifts out of his shoes. Okay. My next story, I just want to say is a great story, but it comes in a very triggering package. So I just want to do a little content warning at the top of this one. A New York judge has ruled that convicted rapist and former mogul Harvey Weinstein will face extradition to California, where he is wanted to stand trial on criminal sexual assault charges. Now, Weinstein was already convicted in New York of third-degree rape in February 2020 and is sentenced to 23 years in prison. Mm. That's what he's doing. He is serving his sentence at the Wendy Correctional Facility near Buffalo. Now, Weinstein has been charged with 11 counts of sexual assault in California involving 5 women accused of assaults in Los Angeles, Beverly Hills from 2004 to 2013. The charges include, and this is where I just want people to take a breath, the charges include rape, forcible oral copulation, sexual battery by restraint, and sexual penetration by use of force. Mm. So yes, he is one of the biggest piece of shits on the planet. This is a quote, and this is from his defense attorney. "We're very disappointed in this decision today." And that's from Mark Worksman. He said that a statement.
More like Jerksman.
Yeah, seriously. Just now, Mr. Weinstein's attorney filed a writ of habeas corpus in the LA County Superior Court. "We're asking the court to hold off the extradition of Mr. Weinstein to Los Angeles until he can receive his needed medical care here in New York." Does he know that there's hospitals in California that we actually have
and
medical
have you,
care?
Has he not seen Airplane? You can get a little hospital bed on the plane.
Yeah, just curious.
And a nun will come and play guitar for you, or you can borrow a nun's guitar.
I mean, it's super nice treatment for a rapist, but I'm glad you went there.
To sing to Harvey Weinstein, "There is only one river." Yeah, I mean, I think I could, it could happen.
"And you're drowning in it." The writ says Weinstein's rights would be violated by extradition to another state in part because of the degenerative eye condition. Did you hear that? The degenerative eye condition that requires months of medical attention. Elizabeth Fagan, the attorney for Jane Doe 4 in the Los Angeles case, said that the court's decision is to okay Weinstein's extradition to California was excellent news. And it is excellent news. He has used every excuse for delay, she said. It's time's up. He will have to answer again for his horrific sexual abuse. So these cases are different than New York. This is a whole nother round of women. Gloria Allred, a lawyer representing two of the women in Los Angeles County, the criminal case, said she was very glad about the ruling. Louise Godbold, one of the many women who have accused Weinstein of sexual assault, said in a statement that she is, quote, happy that five more women will have the chance to face their abuser in court.
Yeah. And this is where I get justice by proxy, right? Because I never got to face my abuser in court. So this
absolutely.
I watch these trials like I'm getting these women are getting justice. I feel like we're all getting justice. And notice, by the way, that California wasn't like, you know what? New York got him for 23 years. We don't need to prosecute him.
Nope.
They're like, nope, bring him the fuck out here. And that's kind of what I hope what Merrick Garland does with obstruction of justice and Trump. I hope he doesn't say they'll get him in New York. We don't need to do that. You do. And Joe Manchin has released a list of voting rights measures he's cool with. Let's go through this list and then we can talk about what's interestingly missing from his list. He wants to make Election Day a public holiday. Cool. Mandate 15 consecutive days of early voting for federal elections to include two weekends. Ban partisan gerrymandering and use computer models. Require voter ID with allowable alternatives like a utility bill or something to prove identity to vote. Automatic registration through the DMV with an option to opt out, because right now it's opt in, you know. Mm-hmm. Require states to promote access to voter registration and voting for persons with disabilities and older individuals. Prohibit providing false information about elections to hinder or discourage voting and increase penalties for voter intimidation. Require states to send absentee mail and ballots before an election. Require an election assistance commission to develop a model for training programs and award grants for training. Require states to notify an individual no later than 7 days if your polling place has changed. Absentee ballots shall be carried expeditiously and free of postage. Require the Attorney General to develop a state-based response system and hotline that provides information on voting. Allow for maintenance of voter rolls by utilizing information derived from state and federal documents. Establish standards for election vendors based on cybersecurity concerns. Looking at you, cyber ninjas.
Mm-hmm.
Allow provisional ballots to count for all eligible races, regardless of precinct. Nice. And then in campaign finance, amend the Federal Election Campaign Act to create a reporting requirement for disclosing reportable foreign contacts. Foreign, not
domestic.
Mm-hmm. The Disclose Act, Honest Ads Act, and create a coordinated spender category to ensure single candidate super PACs do not operate as arms of campaigns, which is also already in place. You're not supposed to do that. And then for ethics, increase resources for FARA offices, require all presidential appointees to recuse themselves from any matter in which the party is the president, the president's spouse, or any entity in which the president or president's spouse has a substantial interest. Prevent lobbyists from working on behalf of foreign entities. Require the president and the vice president within 30 days of office to divest financial interests that pose a conflict of interest or disclose information about their business interests. How about take that last part off and just divest?
Yeah.
And then some executive branch reforms, and it just sort of fades out from there. But notably missing from this list is banning dark domestic money.
Yeah, shocking.
Dark money. Because, you know, we recently learned the Koch brother, just the one guy who's left, lobbied Manchin hard. And the Chamber of Commerce started up donations to him after not contributing for a decade. And I'm going to talk more about this with former West Virginia State Senator and spokesperson for No Dem Left Behind, Richard Ojeda, later in the show. It's a really great conversation. And I got to hand it over to you now for today's amazing news.
Oh, so good. I love you give me these stories. Thank you, my dear friend. A year after the Supreme Court ruled that protections in the Civil Rights Act against discrimination in the workplace extended to gay and transgender people, the Education Department said on Wednesday that it has interpreted the court's decision to mean that those protections also extend to students. This is huge. The department said that the discrimination against gay and transgender students is prohibited under Title IX, a 1972 law that prohibits sex-based discrimination in federally funded schools. The law has become a political, it's a culture war, basically, over sex and education. We just want to double down on our expectations, Miguel Cardona, the education secretary, said in an interview on Tuesday. Students cannot be discriminated against because of their sexual orientation or their gender identity. Mm. Now, the Education Department's interpretation of the Title IX is the opposite of the stance taken by the former guy's administration, which maintained that transgender students were not entitled to protections and threatened last year to withhold federal aid from schools that allowed transgender athletes to participate in scholastic sports. During the last weeks of the Trump administration, the Education Department issued guidance saying that the Supreme Court ruling did not offer transgender students protections. This isn't just a sports issue. This is a transgender student being able to use the bathroom that they identify with. This is protecting the students in the schools. This is a big deal. I don't know if people realize this, but our transgender youth, some of these kids aren't drinking water or eating at school because they don't want to have to use the bathroom because they're being forced to use a bathroom that does not align with their gender identity. This is a really big deal. And so I'm really glad they're moving forward with this. I'm also glad that we have a Secretary of Education that was actually involved in education.
Weird, right? I think we keep forgetting how awful it was. But this is great. This means that a lot of those bills that they're trying to push through about, you know, transgender, banning trans girls from playing sports in school, et cetera, is if they're federally funded, you're not going to be able to do that without, I mean, that will, you know, likely there will be a lawsuit, there will be an injunction placed saying you can't ban them until we figure this out. It probably will go up to the court and they'll have to maybe rule on it being specifically about Title IX for transgender students versus, you know, transgender people. We'll see what happens. But this is huge and this is big and this is what governing by policy looks like. And I'm so glad they've done this.
Absolutely.
All right. We'll be right back with Richard Ojeda to discuss No Dem Left Behind and the For the People Act. Stay with us.
After these messages, we'll be right back.
Hey, everybody, it's Allison Gill for The Daily Beans. And today's episode is brought to you by Context Travel. This is the coolest new thing on the planet, and it helps you go and see places on the planet. With Context, I'm already learning about destinations I plan to visit now that the world is opening up to travel again. It's like getting insider knowledge of the cool places to go on your next big trip before you even hop on the plane. Context runs live, expert-led courses and virtual tours around the globe, and they do lectures as well. Travel with Context across the globe to over 60 cities in 6 continents. You can visit the world's cultural and historical capitals. I'm very excited for this because last time I got the chance to travel overseas, went to Europe, went to a bunch of countries. I learned so much about history, learned a lot about my family's origins. And for me, exploring new places has always been such an amazing learning experience. And the best part about Context is you get to skip the line and go to these popular sites. On any given day, you can uncover ancient Rome with an archaeologist, go behind the velvet rope at the Louvre with an art expert, or walk the streets of St. Petersburg with a local guide, all from home. There's a variety of tour durations. You can go from a half-day tour to a 7-day plus tour. You can check out their website and read some of their testimonials, like this one from Mim in Denver, who says, "We have both been so impressed with Context, from our initial learning about the company and tours available via your website, to the timely and well-orchestrated communication throughout the process, to your incredible guides in each city." So, Daily Beans listeners, if you love travel and learning as much as I do, you're going to love Context. So, and for a limited time, when you buy one virtual tour, you'll get a second tour for free when you use the promo code DAILYBEANS, all one word, at contextlearning.com. That's C-O-N-T-E-X-T learning.com. Again, and just use promo code DAILYBEANS, all one word. Just go to contextlearning.com. You'll be really glad you did. Hey, everybody. Welcome back. I am honored today to be joined by 24-year Army veteran, former West Virginia state senator, and that West Virginia part's going to come in handy in a second. And he's the national spokesperson for No Dem Left Behind. Please welcome Richard Ojeda. Richard, welcome, sir.
Hey, thank you very much for having me on your show.
First of all, thank you for your service. Even though it was Army, I'm Navy. That's cool. We can get along.
Just means that you scored higher on the exam. That's all it means.
You're absolutely correct. I was a Navy nuke, as a matter of fact. I was a total nerd. But you have a very long and decorated history of service. It says here, 24 years in the Army, 2 Bronze Star medals, and again, West Virginia State Senator. Can you talk a little bit about the things you supported for West Virginians while you were a state senator?
Well, you know, in terms of supporting, what that means is in things that I fought for, because, you know, I fought to make West Virginia the 29th state for medical cannabis. I fought for pay raises for our correctional officers. I fought for teachers. You know, I spent 4 years in the classroom when I retired from the military, and I worked side by side with teachers and school service personnel. And I absolutely just could not sit silent when the legislators were basically going after teachers. So that's when I stood up and gave that speech, and I had no idea that it was going to start the teacher strike, but it needed to happen. So, you know, I support unions wholeheartedly. I support, you know, Social Security. You know, I support the things that we need to do to make sure that Social Security is there for our kids. You know, I just, I've always been a person that wants to fight for the working class people. I believe that the poor deserve a hand up. And I think that we need to do everything in our power to give them that hand up. You know, I think that we need to go after big pharma. We need to go after big energy, you know, for what they've done to our environment, for what they've done to our people. I mean, that's just, I mean, I think that I'm pretty much like everybody. Just, I just, you know, I have a low tolerance for BS. So I say what I say. And if people don't like it, tough.
No, I absolutely, I listen to your speeches and I absolutely love everything that you have to say. And I love your no BS approach. And that sort of brings us into right now this push. Well, tell us about your organization, No Dem Left Behind, because I, you know, this really dovetails with a lot of the work that we tried to do here on our show by having Democratic candidates for office, particularly Congress in 2020 and 2018, in red districts running, sometimes in districts that never, ever had a Democratic opponent for the first time. And you were able to raise over $3 million as a Democrat in rural West Virginia. And so I wanted to talk a little bit about the mission of No Dem Left Behind, because you're their national spokesperson. Can you let everybody know? I think a lot of listeners are familiar, but go over that one time for us.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's easy to run if you're a Democrat in a blue state. It's easy. But it's not easy when you run as a Democrat in a red rural district. But the truth is what's the most important fight that we have in this country? It's being able to flip red seats blue. We can't increase our majority in the House or the Senate unless we flip red seats blue. So that is the number one mission that I believe that we have in this country today. The problem is nobody wants to support those. Everybody says, I don't know if that's safe. I don't know if I want to throw my money on something that might not be a victory. But once again, if we don't pick these fights and fight them, then we're not going to flip anything from red to blue. So No Dem Left Behind goes into rural districts. We find phenomenal candidates. We look for for candidates that have, you know, service in their background. We look for candidates that, you know, have a history of standing up and fighting for what is right. And then we back them. And we do everything in our power to be able to help them to flip red seats blue. We try to bring in certain folks. Like, we had Mark Hamill, you know, Luke Skywalker actually come on and did one of our, every 2 weeks we were doing a town hall, and we were bringing people in. We had people that come in and they worked with our candidates, and it brought other people to listen to what the conversation was. And that helped people make the decision that said, you know what? I like that person. I like that Cindy Banier down there in Florida, and I'm going to support her. And that right there is what we do.
Yeah. And right now I've noticed there's a big push with your organization for H.R. 1S1, the For the People Act.
Yeah.
And this is something that you have said is absolutely critical to our democracy moving forward. Talk a little bit about what No Dem Left Behind is doing to support the fight for the People Act.
Well, you know, what we're trying to do is we're trying to educate people about what the For the People Act does and how important it is for everybody to get involved with this. I mean, you know, we're talking about, you know, we want gerrymandering. If you do not know what gerrymandering is, look it up, because you will see that gerrymandering is how the Republicans basically stay in control in many areas. If you look at Dan Crenshaw or you look at Jim Jordan's districts, those two districts alone, if you look at them, that is the definition of what gerrymandering looks like. And it is absolutely sickening. So, you know, we want to make sure that people have access to the polls. You know, right now, what we have going on in this country with especially voter suppression in areas of color, it's important that we convince the people, regardless. If you know they're going to come after you, and we know that the African-American communities know that the Republicans are coming after their votes, that means work harder, fight harder, whatever you have to do to get anything that they expect. You know, when you're talking about like identifications, you know, a lot of people in the inner cities of New York and Chicago, they don't own cars. Cars are a luxury in the city. Most people take the bus or they take the subways, and they don't own a car, so they don't get a driver's license. But right now, they're going to use that and say that everybody's going to have like a DMV, you know, identification card to be able to vote. If that's the case, then you go now and you go get you your identification card now. Don't allow them to wait on election day for them to tell you, oh, you don't have the proper materials to be able to cast your vote. Everybody must vote. And the African Americans need to make sure that they have their voices heard. The African Americans are who saved Joe Manchin in West Virginia when he ran against Patrick Morrisey. So right now, Joe Manchin needs to do what's right, because if he doesn't, they may not be there the next time he needs them.
Yeah, and let's talk a little bit about Joe Manchin, because he's one of the major hurdles to the For the People Act as a Democrat in the Senate who has decided not to vote for it. And he just put out, just a few minutes ago, his version of a voting rights bill, pulled out of H.R. 1 and just calling it the straight-up John Lewis Voting Rights Act. But missing from his list of requirements is the banning of dark money. And that is because he takes dark money. And I think that, you know, a lot of people say, and this is part of what No Dumb Left Behind does, we're lucky to have a Republican in West Virginia at all. Nobody can beat Joe Manchin. We should be a kind of kowtow to this guy. And what do you say to that?
Joe Manchin, the way I'm seeing it, Joe Manchin's a Republican. He just calls himself a Democrat because West Virginia's a state that literally has always been a Democratic state up until 6 years ago, seven years ago. And in the last 7 years, everything has completely flipped. Right now, the Republicans have a supermajority in West Virginia. This last 60-day legislative session was the worst legislative session in our history. You know, and that's what happens when the Republicans are in power. Joe Manchin has always been successful in running for office because he's always claimed to be a Democrat. But now, like you said, you know, now we see what Joe Manchin had in terms of what he was against. for the For the People Act, and the For the People Act was dark money. That's it. That's the key thing. That's the straw that broke the camel's back with Joe Manchin. We don't want the people to see the type of money that we are getting. The Republicans love that dark money, but the Democrats are the ones that stand against it, but not Joe Manchin. Joe Manchin's going to daggone say, nope, he requires to keep that on the hush-hush so he can continue getting that money. If you look at Joe Manchin's money that he gets, first off, you know, Democrats shoot themselves in the foot, but they should. When a Democrat says, I will take no corporate PAC money, that lets people know that they're not willing to be sold out, okay? But I'll tell you what, look at Joe Manchin's war chest that he has right now. $3 million of his war chest he has right now is from corporate PAC money. He's got another almost $6 million in the bank right now that come from high dollar donors. High dollar donors are those people that push that corporate PAC money. And then they get themselves and all their buddies in their companies to also send max donations to these candidates as well. So it's all connected. And Joe Manchin has just showed us exactly what he's about. Joe Manchin is for the For the People Act as long as we don't look into the money that he and the rest of the people in Washington, D.C. get. And what's really messed up is let's wait and see how many other members of Congress are going to stand up and call him out. I want to see the Democrats come out and say, this is unacceptable. I want to see Chuck Schumer. I want to see Feinstein. I want to see all the Democrats come out and say, Joe Manchin is wrong. We need to make sure that the people see the dark money and know where it comes from.
Yeah, 100%. And I want to talk a little bit more about some Republican reporting Republicans and their thoughts about dark money and the provisions in the For the People Act and, of course, the Koch brothers. But I do have to take a quick break. Will you stay with me?
Absolutely.
Awesome. Everybody, we'll be right back. Stay with us. Hey, everybody, it's Allison. And this portion of The Beans is brought to you by American Giant. They make clothes meant to last. And that's sustainable for the planet, because all of this mass-produced clothes, they fall apart. We have to buy more. They end up in landfills more. But that is not what American Giant is about. We look back to the craftsmanship of the past, we see it wasn't always this way, and it doesn't have to be. The CEO and founder of American Giant, his name is Baird Winthrop. He grew up with a sweatshirt from the 50s that his dad gave him, and today it's still in his closet, and it's still awesome. And with that sweatshirt in mind, American Giant launched with the classic full-zip hoodie as their flagship product. This is the greatest hoodie ever made, according to Slate Magazine. They say there really is no comparison between American Giant's hoodie and the competition. It looks better and feels substantially more durable. When you wear this hoodie, you'll wonder why all other clothes aren't made this well. And I have to agree, I got this hoodie and I absolutely love it. It's got custom developed heavyweight cotton fleece, made from locally grown cotton, by the way, reinforced elbow patches to protect against wear, durable double lined hood, and metal hardware. And it's built to last a lifetime. It's 100% American made, from the cotton to the zippers. And I have to agree, it is the greatest hoodie ever made. So get your classic full zip hoodie at American-Giant.com today. Use promo code DAILYBEANS, all one word, for 15% off your first order. That's 15% off when you use code DAILYBEANS at American-Giant.com. And this portion of the show is also brought to you by Upstart. High interest rates resulting in minimum monthly payments on credit card debt can keep you in this endless cycle. It's so hard to dig out, but Upstart can help you get ahead. High interest rates make it hard to pay off your debt, but they can help it at Upstart. You can join the thousands of happy borrowers who have made that final payment. Upstart is the fast, easy way to pay off your debt with a personal loan, all online. Whether you're paying off credit cards or consolidating high interest debt or funding personal expenses, over 500,000 people have used Upstart to get simple, fixed monthly payments. Unlike other lenders, Upstart knows you're more than just a number, so they look at more than just your credit score, like your income and your employment history, which means they can offer smarter rates with their trusted partners. And with a 5-minute online rate check, you can see your rate up front for loans between $1,000 and $50,000. And you can receive your funds as fast as one business day after accepting your loan. After this past year, I know a lot of people are struggling. A lot of us lived on credit cards throughout the pandemic, and this is the way to dig yourself out. Find out how Upstart can lower your monthly payments today when you go to upstart.com/dailybeans. That's upstart.com/dailybeans. And don't forget to use our URL to let them know we sent you. Loan amounts will be determined based on your credit, income, and other certain information provided in your loan application. Just go to upstart.com/dailybeans to get started today. Everybody, welcome back. We're talking to the national spokesperson for No Dumb Left Behind, Richard Ojeda. And before the break, Richard, we were talking about dark money and Joe Manchin. And this is very important. And I've been reporting on this. Many people have been reporting on this. But you're right. I don't think it's until we get senators, Democratic senators and Congress people to stand up and shout this from the rooftops, because there were, Republicans came back to groups of Republicans and said, hey, we have a real big problem. It turns out banning dark money in the For the People Act is extremely popular. We're going to have a very hard time combating that particular part of H.R. 1. And we also know that the Koch brothers, well, the Koch brother lobbied Manchin hard over the last several months. He used to be a co-sponsor of the For the People Act. Yeah. And then there was a huge lobbying campaign. And now he's changed his mind. And I was wondering, what do we do? Do we push our representatives and senators to call him out on that? What can we do?
Yes. You know, what's messed up is that, you know, other lobbying groups are able to reach Joe Manchin and get him to turn his back on the For the People Act. Well, how about we get the people that elected him, the people that sent him to Washington, D.C.? I am sick and tired of sending people to Washington, D.C., and they get up there and they just basically say, I'm going to do what I want. When you are elected as a representative, you have one job, and that is to represent the people. Your job is not to go up there and try to make things better for you, not to go up there and make sure that you can secure some great jobs for your family members. Your job is to go to Washington, D.C., fight for the issues to bring capabilities back to your home state, to bring funding back to your home state. That's what you're supposed to do. And that's not what we're getting. And West Virginia, Shelley Moore Capito, Joe Manchin, Carol Miller, Alex Mooney, and McKinley, none of them are bringing anything back. But the bad part about it is they always get reelected. Why do we keep reelecting these people that do nothing? And the reason for that is because they have, and they know exactly what they have to say. They got to come back down here to West Virginia, come to these damn hollers and say, God, gays, and guns. And as long as they say those three things, these people forget everything and reelect every damn one of them. They haven't done nothing for us, nothing. Mm. You know, it's about time they go there to Washington, D.C. and do their job. And if they don't, we fire them. But we've got to keep people educated and keep people motivated to realize election's coming and you know what these people did. Don't vote for them again.
Yeah. And you touched on this in the first part of the interview, too, when you said, look, hey, there's going to be a lot of voter suppression laws passed. There's a lot of gerrymandering and we're going to fight like hell to overturn those and take them to court and make sure that we can get our voting rights. We're going to fight like hell for H.R. 1S1. But in the meantime, we have to be prepared to actually jump over those hurdles. And so I think that's one of the really big parts of No Dem Left Behind is to helping educate the public about how to jump over the hurdles that we are going to face, because we have to win elections backwards in heels, basically, with one hand tied behind our backs.
Yeah.
And I think getting the word out on how to overcome those hurdles is very important. In the meantime, fight like hell. But also, a question, when Manchin is up for reelection, everyone's saying, oh, he's undefeatable. Is that true? Or do you think we can defeat him?
Well, I'll tell you right now, Joe Manchin can be beat. But I'll tell you, Joe Manchin's not going to run for U.S. Senate again. He's not. Joe Manchin is done there. Joe Manchin you know, when he won this last race, because it was a tough race. And once again, if it wasn't for the African-Americans, Patrick Morrissey would have beat him. But Joe Manchin said at the end of that, he says, I'm done with this. But I believe I know what Joe Manchin's doing. I believe that Joe Manchin is going to throw his hat to run for governor in West Virginia again. See, he was the governor once before, and he won his second term. But as soon as he went into his second term is when, I never get his name right. It's always on the tip of my tongue. But the senator that we have from West Virginia that died.
Oh, right.
Joe Manchin went up there and quickly filled his seat. You know, Joe Manchin went up and filled the U.S. Senate seat when he was the governor of West Virginia. You know, oh, there you go. Name yourself the one, you know, congratulations. So he still has a second term for governor that he can run. And I kind of believe that he's also doing this because he's wanting these Republicans in West Virginia. And there's no such thing as poor Republicans. These people think they're Republicans. They're not. That's an oxymoron, poor Republican. But Joe Manchin is reaching out to them, and he wants them to think, look, I was the guy that worked with Donald Trump. I was the guy that stood up for conservative values in this country, because Joe Manchin's going to try to get those people to vote for him. That's what it is. And he's doing what he's doing right now. He's hoping that there'll be more people on the Republican side that will outnumber the African-American vote in West Virginia.
Do you think he might flip parties? Do you think he could change party?
You know what? Nothing surprises me when it comes to Joe Manchin. If somebody offers him money, yeah, it wouldn't surprise me a bit. I mean, right now, he is basically letting all of us know that the only issue that he has with the For the People Act is making sure that people understand and get to know who's donating that dark money. That's the straw that broke the camel's back, so that you don't want the people to know where you're getting your money. That right there tells us all we need to know about Joe Manchin, and it tells us all we need to know about all these people in Washington, D.C. I want to see the Democrats come out right now and stand up for doing for basically providing transparency with dark money. I want to see what they have to say. Or are they going to sit silent, let Joe Manchin take the brunt of it, and they're going to still continue doing what they do?
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see who stands up and who doesn't, won't it?
Yeah.
Because, I mean, that is the crux of the issue here, is the dark money.
Yep.
And as long as they can buy him off. And, he's the most vulnerable here. And also, I got to wonder about Sinema, too. I mean, I know you're a West Virginia state senator, but I got to understand. I don't understand what's going on with Sinema. Visiting with Cornyn in Texas. And
same thing.
Yeah.
Same thing. Mm-hmm. Same thing. And at the end of the day, you know, you're going to play games. You're going to be absent on a vote. I love the fact that I saw somebody from her state said you're absent on this vote, so don't worry about it. When it's election time and you need us, we're going to be absent on you.
Perfect. Well, I really appreciate your time today, Richard. Can you tell everyone where they can find and support what they can do for No Dem Left Behind?
Yeah, go to nodemleftbehind.com. Go to nodemleftbehind.com. Check us out. Share our pages. Donate. You know, let me tell you, it's not easy to get people to donate to, you know, red rural districts and Democrats in those areas. But we have amazing candidates. You know, we just went ahead. We've endorsed Marcus Flowers. We've endorsed Val Demings that's going against Mark Rubio. We're getting ready to announce two more endorsements this week. It's coming, folks. It's coming. And we're really excited about that. But once again, we need your help. You know, it's a tough fight, and it's, you know, it takes money. And I hate to nickel and dime people. I hate to ask people for money all the time. But at the end of the day, we have to have it to be able to combat the money that the other side gets. Mm-hmm. You know, we can do more with less. That's an absolute fact. But we still need help.
Yeah. And although 2022 seems far away, it's not. It's a freight train.
It's not.
And we have to start now. So
yep.
Thank you very much, Army veteran, former West Virginia State Senator, national spokesperson for No Dem Left Behind. Go to nodemleftbehind.com. Thanks so much, Richard Ojeda.
Thank you.
Everybody stick around. We'll be right back with the good news. Hey, everybody. It's Allison Gill, and this Helping of the Beans is sponsored by Monk Pack. In fact, this whole segment is about awesome snacks, okay? Monk Pack, it's hard to find healthy snacks. Healthy snacks have a bad reputation, and they don't fill you up, and they don't satisfy your cravings. That's why I now love Monk Pack. Monk Pack Keto Nut and Seed Bars contain less than 1 gram of sugar, 2 to 3 grams of net carbs, and they're only 150 calories, and they taste amazing. They're great for anyone following a keto lifestyle or just wanting to snack healthier. Monk Pack Keto Nut and Seed Bars have the perfect balance of sweet and salty, and they have a good crunch, that yummy crunch from whole nuts and seeds, but they manage to be soft and chewy, and they're so delicious. They have flavors like caramel sea salt and peanut butter dark chocolate. My favorite right now is caramel sea salt. It's so good. And since they're packed with protein, they're filling and satisfying too. They're the perfect quick snack to indulge your sweet tooth without any guilt. I like to take them with me after a run. I bite into them and get that protein that my body needs right after I work out. You can get these delicious treats delivered to you on a regular basis and save 10%. Their subscription is easy and it's awesome. And it's a game changer in my effort to eat healthier. Try for yourself. You'll see. We have a special deal for listeners. Get 20% off your first purchase of any Monk Pack product by going to monkpack.com and entering our code DAILYBEANS at checkout. And Monk Pack is so confident, it's backed with 100% satisfaction guarantee. So if you don't like it for any reason, they'll exchange the product and refund your money, whatever you prefer. So to get started, just go to monkpack.com, M-U-N-K-P-A-C-K.com, /dailybeans, select any product, then enter the code DAILYBEANS at checkout to save 20% off your order. Monk Pack, delicious, nutritious food you can count on, and we thank them for sponsoring the pod. And also, Magic Spoon. Oh my gosh, best cereal ever in the history of cereals. It's delicious but healthy, and it brings joy to your mornings or afternoons. If you're like me and you love cereal, I loved it as a kid. I would plop down and watch Saturday morning cartoons, but I had to give it up as an adult because of all the chemicals and carbs and sugar. But Magic Spoon tastes exactly like regular cereal from your childhood, but it's super nutritious. It magically has 0 grams of sugar, 13 to 14 grams of protein, and only 4 net grams of carbs in each serving. And it's only 140 calories per serving too. And it's keto-friendly, gluten-free, grain-free, soy-free, low-carb, and GMO-free. And you can build your own bundle. Available flavors to build your own custom box are cocoa, fruity, frosted, peanut butter, blueberry, and cinnamon. I love the great new flavors. Combining them is amazing, too. I like to mix cocoa with peanut butter because it tastes like peanut butter cup cereal. So go to magicspoon.com/dailybeans to grab a custom bundle of cereal and try it today. And be sure to use promo code DAILYBEANS at checkout to get $5 off your order. And Magic Spoon is so confident in their product, it's backed with 100% happiness guarantee. So if you don't like it for any reason, they will refund your money. No questions asked. So there's no risk. Remember, get your next delicious bowl of guilt-free cereal at magicspoon.com/dailybeans and use the code DAILYBEANS to save $5 off. And thank you to Magic Spoon for sponsoring the show. All right, everybody, welcome back. It's time for the good news. Well, we'll float on, good news is on the way. If you have any good news stories or you want to play What the Mutt or Find the Cat or Name the Town or Pronounce the Town, I should say, what else we got? How Dumb Is Louie Gohmert is fun. Yeah. Any of the games, or if you have a dispute for Amy's court tomorrow, you can send that in by going to dailybeanspod.com and clicking on contact. And also tomorrow at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 Eastern, we have the happy hour for patrons where I jump on and just ramble and have a glass of wine. And so if you're into that, you can become a patron for as little as $36 a year, $3 a month, over at patreon.com/MullerSheWrote. Which you'll be a patron. You'll get ad-free episodes early for Mueller, She Wrote, the MSW Book Club, the Daily Beans, and of course, you'll have access to that bonus content and the happy hour and all the good stuff. So first up, from Anonymous, pronouns she and her. I don't swear much, says Anonymous. I generally exclaim random stuff like son of a biscuit or frosty cat nipples.
Frosty cat nipples.
When I stub my toe and hear some drivel Manchin is saying about bipartisanship. Bipartisanship is my funky toe jam. Thanks for the pod and the pod picks. I'm free riding on the pod tax right now, but maybe I'll change that someday. Well, thank you, Anonymous. I love it.
We've got a few like short ones up top. Why don't you grab that next one and I'll take the two after.
All right,
that
sounds good. From Rowan, pronouns he and him. Two options for Louie Gohmert. Thicker than two short plank. And thicker than shit in the neck of a bottle. Ew, why is there shit in the neck of the bottle?
Right. Some of these sayings, I'm like, huh? Okay.
Thicker than shit in the neck of a bottle. I like it.
All right. This next one's from Anonymous. Okay. This next one's from Anonymous, pronouncing him. I'm really happy that my musician friends are getting back to gigging. There's nothing like live music. The first shows I go see are going to be very emotional for me. I can only imagine what the bands will be going through on stage. Cheers to safely reopening. Mm. And this next one's from Michael. No pronouns given on this one. My 8-year-old daughter heard Kenny Rogers' Lucille as, "'Twas a fine time to leave me, Lucille, with 400 children all crocked in the field." I'm a retired reporter who has made your beans my daily dish. Your pod is the only witty bantering type show I can abide. It's actually funny. I agree with your politics and you're way smarter than I am. Thank you so much, Michael. We'll take it.
To find time to leave me. Remember when we did like, there was a joke like, what did Bart Simpson say as the wheel fell off his skateboard? And it was, you picked a fine time to leave me loose, wheel. I don't know why that is stuck in my head. And it might not have been Bart Simpson. It might have been before that. But anyway.
There's so much stuck in that beautiful head of yours. It's amazing.
Oh, goat. There's a goat.
There's a goat.
Alone on the hill, still a lonely goat. Yole, yole, yole.
Yole, yole.
From anonymous pronouns, she, her. I forgot my pet tax the other day. So here is Kamala. Born on January 3rd, and Kamala is gorgeous. Look at the ears.
Adorable.
Oh, I love goats. Should I hit this next one too? Oh,
Do it.
The photo.
Oh my God, I scrolled. Oh. Yep, me too.
Okay.
Take it though.
Ooh, Jordan, pronouns she and her. Hey there, Beans Queens. I have a swear to share. It's perfectly common to us adults, but with a fun new twist. My niece is about to turn 7. Oh, I feel you, Jordan. Wonderful kid, and despite my sister and I having extensive potty mouths, she hasn't said a single swear. The kid thinks hate is a bad word up until now. They got some dinner last week, and my brother-in-law decided to get extra breadsticks with his pasta. My sister asked him why, and he says, "Why not?" To which my sister says, "Okay, why not?" To which my niece chimes in, "Yeah, why fucking not?" After a beat, Dad asks, "Where'd you learn that word?" And the tiny narc immediately gives us up.
Oh my God.
Just so proud the context was correct. Now any question asking why is responded with, "Why fucking not?" My pet tax is Kitty Alvin sporting his new summer hat.
Yes, he is.
He seems to be a movie doppelganger, so all I need to say is, we can't stop here. This is cat country. Happy Pride Month to all. Look at
this.
Oh,
my goodness.
Oh, my God. He does look like Hunter S. Thompson / Johnny Depp.
And what's funny is that, I mean, if a cat doesn't want something on his head, the cat's going to get it off his head. And this cat, even though wide-eyed, seems to be just fine with this cat.
Or he's just really stunned about it being on his head and hasn't taken action
yet. Could be. That's possible. And you're taking a picture?
Oh, okay. Jordan, that is such a fun story because when my goddaughter, niece, basically, was 6 or 7. I started trying to abbreviate my swear words. I was a comedian, you know, Dana. We fuck all the time.
Yeah.
But I would abbreviate the wrong words. So, like, we'd be like, "Hey, let's go to the zoo." And I guess the zoo's closed. And I would go, "Oh, man, WT fuck."
Oh, that's awesome.
So that kind of became the going phrase, much like "why fucking not." So
I like WT fuck.
Good.
Yep. Also sounds like a writer. This next one's from John, pronouns he and him. I have two misheard lyrics. Marshall Tucker Band, heard it in a love song. Being that being they were a Southern rock band, I thought the line, "heard it in a love song," was "pretty little song."
Pretty little
song. Fair. Metallica, Enter Sandman, mine.
Yeah.
I tuck you in, warm within. I know you know how this goes, AG. Maybe you should sing it. I tuck you in, warm with him, keep you free from sin. As a barely teenager, I thought he said, "I tuck you in, always then. Get your free throws in."
Get your free throws in. I tuck you in, always then. Get your free throws in.
Like he was some overbearing sports dad who wanted his kid to get a basketball scholarship.
Get your free throws in. This is looking great. Enter Sandman. He does. He makes you get the free throws in. All right. Finally, from Jim, pronouns he and him. The town with the most unfortunate name in the country is just north of Coeur d'Alene. Careful with...
It's got to be Athol.
Athol, Idaho. A-T-H-O-L. Athol, Athol.
Pardon my French, but you're an Athol.
Pardon my French, but you're an asshole. A great callback to Ferris Bueller's Day Off. I want my daughter out in front of that school in 10 minutes. I don't want anybody with it. Plonk. Where's your brain? Why'd you kick me? Where's your brain? All right. Yeah, I could do that entire movie. Pet tax. This is Veronica. She likes to stand in the rain. We don't know why.
Oh, because why not?
Why fucking not?
Nice callback.
Thanks, my friend. Look at this beautiful puppers. I love the markings on the face.
Me too. I love that it looks like he has a rain mask on.
Kinda.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. little Phantom of the Opera slash rain bonnet totally. Situation.
So sweet. Adorable. Good news. Good news in this episode all the way around.
Yeah, I didn't see a pronunciation guide for Athol, Idaho. I decide it's Athol.
I think it's Athol.
A-T-H-O-L. If it's not, Jim, him, send us a correction.
Sure. Or don't, and just let us keep saying it's Athol. I know, especially if we visit there. Where are you performing this weekend? In Athol?
I think of the baby in Meet the Fockers. Athol. Jack Jr. Okay. I clearly don't have I haven't watched a lot of movies in my life or anything.
I think the funniest part of this is my mom's in the living room and she can only hear my side of the podcast.
That's what was happening when I was in my mom's.
Oh, it's just funny.
So they're like, what were you talking about? You know, assholes.
Asshole.
All right, everybody. Please send us your good news stories. We need these laughs at the end of the day. You can do that by going again to dailybeanspod.com and clicking on contact. And if you want to be a patron or donate a 1-year-long patron subscription to somebody who can't swing it right now, you can do that by going to dailybeanspod.com, scrolling down to the bottom of the page. And I think it's like patrons helping patrons or something like that. And it's awesome. We've gotten hundreds of donated Patreon subscriptions. You can buy a year for just $36 for somebody who might not be able to swing it right now. And there we have a lot of gratitude coming in from folks who have had a subscription donated to them. So thank you so much if you've donated. And that's all I got for today. Dana, you have anything?
No, I don't. I hope you all have a wonderful weekend. I shall miss you. And I will be back Monday in your ears.
Wonderful. Everybody, until tomorrow, please take care of yourselves, take care of each other, take care of the planet, and take care of your mental health. I've been Allison Gill.
And I've been Dana Goldberg.
And them's the Beans. The Daily Beans is written and executive produced by Allison Gill, with additional research and reporting by Dana Goldberg and Amy Carrero. Sound design and editing is by Desiree McFarlane, with art and web design by Joelle Reeder with Moxie Design Studios. Music for The Daily Beans is written and performed by They Might Be Giants, and the show is a proud member of the MSW Media Network, a collection of creator-owned podcasts dedicated to news, politics, and justice. For more information, please visit mswmedia.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Dunn, host of What We're Drinking with Dan Dunn, the most wildly entertaining adult beverage-themed podcast in the history of the medium. That's right, the boozy best of the best, baby. And we have the cool celebrity promos to prove it. Check this out.
Hi, I'm Allison Janney, and you're here with me on What We're Drinking with Dan Dunn. And that's my sexy voice.
Boom.
Boom is right, Academy Award winner Allison Janney. As you can see, celebrities just love this show. How cool is that?
Hey, this is Scottie Pippen, and you're listening to The Dan Dunn Show. And wait, hold on. The name of the show is what?
All right, sure. Scottie Pippen momentarily forgot the show's name, but there's a first time for everything.
Hey, everyone. This is Scoot McNairy. I'm here with Dan Dunn on What Are You Drinking? What's it called again?
Fine, twice. But famous people really do love this show.
Hi, this is Will Forte, and you're, for some reason, listening to What We're Drinking with Dan Dunn.
Now, what do you mean, for some reason, Will Forte? What's going on?
Hi, this is Kurt Russell. Listen, I escaped from New York, but I couldn't get the hell out of Dan Dunn's happy hour. Please, send help.
Send help? Oh, come on, Kurt Russell. Can somebody out there please help me?
I'm Dita Von Teese, and you're listening to What We're Drinking with Dan Dunn.
Let me try one more time. Come on. Is that right? What we're drinking?
It's amazing. It's amazing.
Right, is it right?
Ah, that's better. So be like Dita Von Teese, friends, and listen to What We're Drinking with Dan Dunn, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, this is John Cryer, and I am hosting a new 7-part true crime podcast called Lawyers, Guns, and Money. That'll challenge everything you think you know about U.S. covert operations and presidential misconduct. From Jack Bryan, the director of American PSYOP, comes the incredible true story of John Mattis, a newly sworn-in Miami public defender in the 1980s who has found himself completely in over his head.
I step off the plane, and there is a van with a couple guys with Uzis. And one of them in broken English said, "Welcome to Bogota, John."
Mattis's first felony defendant has been arrested for having a machine gun and tells Mattis a dangerous secret.
He was shipping arms into Central America on behalf of the CIA. As a first-time lawyer,
I
want to act like I know what I'm doing.
But with the help of a Colombian drug smuggler...
How much money the CIA raised by hitting up drug dealers?
A lot of money, millions of dollars.
An Alabama mercenary...
They were prepared to die to the last man. I saw this in them. I saw the fire in their eyes. And they made me their war chief.
And a newly elected senator, John Kerry.
We are looking at allegations of drug running, gun smuggling, conspiracy to commit murder and murder itself.
He'll fight to free his client.
The judge said, show me in a courtroom how we were at war.
Expose an illegal war being run by the White House.
I mean, I wanted him involved, but I didn't want to be on record as doing it.
And somehow stay alive in the process.
I just escaped a kidnapping by the CIA in Costa Rica.
This is Lawyers, Guns, and Money.
So you have a man in an Armani suit standing on the bow of a boat with a rocket launcher and says, if I lose sight of you, I will launch. You will be vaporized.
Available everywhere starting October 29th, or get it ad-free and early starting October 22nd at lawyersgunsandmoney.supercast.com. There you'll find bonus episodes along with exclusive content. Subscribe now.